Among members of Congress, sentiment regarding the Middle East conflict runs heavily in favor of Israel. But in both the House and Senate, sponsors of resolutions showing support for Israel have decided to put those measures on hold while Colin Powell carries out his Middle East mission. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
Senator John Kyle, an Arizona Republican, says he supports President Bush's Middle East peace initiative. But while reacting to this morning's bombing in Jerusalem, Kyle strongly defended Israel's ongoing military operations.
It certainly does demonstrate that the effort to eradicate the terrorists has not yet been completed, and that much more work needs to be done.
And Senator Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat, says if the Secretary of State fails to make progress with the Palestinians, she plans to reintroduce legislation cutting off U.S. ties with the Palestinian Authority. She says Israel is right to continue occupying Palestinian territories.
I don't know how the Israelis can withdraw, frankly, without some kind of a peace arrangement. Because you can't continue, 60 suicide bombings to a week in, week out, which has been the case. You just can't, no one can sustain this kind of situation.
But the angriest congressional criticism of the president's peace initiative came in a Senate floor speech Wednesday by New York Democrat Charles Schumer.
It seems like the policy in the Middle East has had a 180-degree turn without any explanation, without understanding its inconsistency with even the president's speech, which I thought was a tour de force of last week, without letting us understand as Americans who support the war on terrorism how we can sit down with someone who perpetrates terrorism at the same time chastise and put handcuffs around a country trying to defend itself against terrorism.
And the House is just as strongly pro-Israel. Nancy Pelosi of California is the Democratic whip.
We support Israel because it is in our national interest to do so. We were present at the birth of the great state of Israel, a lone democracy in that area. Assistance to Israel is, again, in our national interest, and I believe that it is not, the support for Israel is not at risk.
But there are some critics of Israel's refusal to comply with President Bush's request that Israeli forces withdraw without delay from Palestinian territories. Bob Ney is an Ohio Republican.
The bombings are an atrocity. Israel has the right to defend itself. However, they've got to watch how far they go with this and not get carried away to start telling us, we're not to be involved, yet $5 billion worth of involvement's there. So I'm not saying to cut it, but if we're going to take our money, we've got a right to have a voice.
New York Democrat Charles Rangel also feels Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has not done enough to comply with the president's request for a pullback.
As badly as we wish that Sharon would respond to the appeal of the President of the United States, this Congress is not prepared to injure our friends in order to get the message across.
But the dominant view is summed up by Henry Hyde, the Republican chair of the House International Relations Committee. Hyde says President Bush faces what he calls a miserable situation in the Middle East. But Hyde thinks Israel's prime minister should be given some leeway.
Sharon's first duty is to protect his people. And I would be very loath to prescribe another response to all of the suicide bombings. What is Sharon to do? Write a letter to the editor?
Hyde says he's still hoping for a miracle in the Middle East, but in the meantime, he says the best course for Congress is to steer clear of the administration's efforts to find peace there. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.